Welcome to the Mental Dietitian Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Lynch Potter, just a guy who's trying to live a great life and learn the best way to live it. This show is for the everyday human being that feels exactly how I feel, and every week I will bring you weekly episodes on how to get better mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, and financially so you can have a great mental diet. Welcome back to the Mental Dietitian. I'm your host, Aaron Lynch Potter. And today's episode is coming from my experiences lately, which tend to be most of my episodes, is something that's present right now. So that's why I can talk about it. And it's really about the subject of what you seek is seeking you. I've heard this saying before, and recently it has really gotten deeper for me. So what you seek is seeking you. Now, what most people seek, and in fact, what all people seek, if we really are honest with ourselves, especially when I'm coaching with people, what are they looking for? The people who are going through ketamine infusions that I work with, that are depressed, anxious, taking a concoction of pharmaceuticals just to try to get some sleep and then washing it down with alcohol or whatever it may be, super high achievers, successful people in society's eyes, what are they looking for? They are looking for themselves. They've lost themselves somewhere. They're looking for the love. What you seek is seeking you. And I really think about my journey of looking inwards. It's like peeling back these layers of an onion, right? Imagine you're sitting there and you're peeling back the layers of an onion. You keep peeling back the layers. Eventually you get to the core of the onion and you peel back that, and then you've just peeled back the layers of the onion. What are you looking for? Well, the thing you're looking for is the same thing that is peeling back the layers. That might fuck with your head a little bit. You're looking for you. You're looking for you. You're looking for you. What you seek is seeking you. The love, the peace, the whatever it may be. And I've worked with so many clients now, and it's so fascinating. Oh, look at my alarm going off. It's so fascinating to work with these clients that they don't know what they're looking for necessarily. What they really want is they want the symptoms to stop. They want the pain to stop. They want to be able to have a good night's sleep. They want to not take metformin, Xanax, any of these pharmaceuticals, any of these opioids that are just trying to get into function. They don't want to drink alcohol all the time. They don't want to be depressed. They want to be able to leave the house. And they want to find their purpose. And what they're really looking for is they're looking for themselves. They've lost themselves along the way. Their wounds, their shit has taken over. Their patterns has taken over. And that is what we're all looking for. We're looking for the love within ourselves. That's what healing is. Healing is finding all the parts of yourself that you don't love, that you don't accept, and loving them. And eventually you can get to a place where it's like, oh shit, I'm actually pretty fucking awesome. I'm awesome. I'm not perfect. I'm flawed. I'm a human being. I get tired. I get grumpy. I'm going to be sad sometimes. I'm going to feel all the range of the emotions. But I'm pretty fucking awesome. And that's a great place to be. That's a place that I have reached lately, and it feels really good. Oh my God, it feels good. And I for such a long time, I was peeling back the layers of the onion, right? I want to give you an image of just like, imagine you got 100 onions and you just keep peeling back the layers, and you're like, well, it's you. You're looking for something. You're constantly looking for something. You're seeking something until you realize that you become what you are seeking through the process of seeking. Through the process of looking for all the reasons why you're not enough, You realize that there aren't any, you're not going to find anything. You know, like you can look for as long as you want, and you could try and find all these silly little reasons, all these stupid things you've done, all these people you've hurt, all the bullshit you've done. And if you can love and accept all of that and just see that it got you to sitting in the car right now, listening to this podcast, or driving home from work, or wherever you are listening to this podcast, wherever you are seeing this. All of that got you to here, and you're alive right now. And the past was the past, and it couldn't have happened any other way because it didn't. So what are you going to do now? You got the whole world ahead of you. It's right here, baby. Let's fucking go. It's right here. It's right now. The whole world was ahead of you. How are you going to live your life, and what are you going to do? You can do anything you want, but you can't do everything. So what are you going to do? Why can't you do everything? Because you're going to die one day. I'd love to be I could see myself being an actor. I've always wanted to explore that side of me. Who knows if I ever will? Music. I started playing clarinet for the first time in 20 years, 2 days ago, and my brain remembered it. I suppressed that side of me, that musical playing musical instruments. I suppressed that for 20 years because I grew up in a small town where if you didn't do anything except playing footy, football, you were called a faggot. You were called gay. You were called there was something wrong with you. There's something lesser than you because you're not doing what everybody else is doing. You're not doing what the rest of the tribe is doing. Therefore, there's something wrong with you. But if I had grown up in a major city, it probably would not have been the same because there's a larger group of people. So what you seek is seeking you. You are looking for yourself. So I think it's funny when people go traveling, they're like, I just wanted to go find myself. Well, who's the one that booked the ticket if it wasn't you? All the therapy, all the plant medicine ceremonies, all the meditation, all you're trying to really do is find you. And who's the person doing the finding? Who's the seeking? You've been there the whole time. You're there the entire time. You're there right now. There's literally nothing fucking wrong with you except the belief and the seeking that there is something wrong with you. Took me a long time to get there. Took me 12, 6 to 12 plant medicine ceremonies. Getting my consciousness blasted and shattered, and tens of thousands of dollars, making hundreds of thousands of dollars in income. I'm glad I found it now, though. And who knows? Maybe I might find out one day that I didn't find it at all, but I don't believe that is the case. Finding it is finding yourself and realizing that you've been there the whole time. You've just been waiting for it. It's like when people talk about their purpose. What you seek is seeking you. That could be to do with your purpose. So many of my clients are like, I want to find my purpose. I was like, cool. Well, it's more of a remembering from what I've seen. It's a feeling that occurs. It is undeniable. It is a feeling that's within you. It's the world synchronizing to you and what sets your heart and soul on fire. And what is for you, you can't fuck up. You can't. You can try. You might fuck it up for 20, 10, 15, 20, 30 years, but what's meant for you is meant for you. And I have too much as evidence now to argue with it. I just accept it now. I can't argue it anymore. I can't deny it. Down to my relationship, the amount of stupid shit I've done in this relationship, the amount of times I've hurt this beautiful woman I'm with, and she loves me for me. And it's amazing. And I could have fucked it up so many times. It could have gone sideways so many times, but it didn't. Because it's meant for me. Just like there's things in your life that if you are just honest with yourself, they're meant for you. You can fight it, you can deny it, you can do whatever, but it's meant for you. So what you are seeking is seeking you. Fascinating to really sit with that and to, if you really believe that, what you truly, really want from the bottom of your heart wants, it wants that for you also. Whether that is your purpose, the love that you are looking for, the love that you want to experience, the peace you want to experience, it's looking for you too. You have to get rid of all the blockages, all the things that are preventing that from flowing. You have to break down the walls of your inner dam, your emotions you're not feeling, the emotions you're suppressing, all the areas of your life that you feel stuck in. You have to have the courage to enter the cave that you are scared to enter, and you'll find that the treasure is in there because the treasure is within you. You are the answer to, you are simultaneously the problem and the answer. You are your greatest enemy and your greatest ally. So you have to choose. You have to choose how you are going to see yourself. And you have to choose to show up with courage. Courage is not showing up in the absence of fear. Courage is showing up despite the fear. That is something I've learned lately. I went into a jiu-jitsu competition on Saturday. And I built up this structure in my mind of like, what if I get my leg broken? Like, what if I do this? Because it was simultaneously a combat sport with danger, also while performing in front of a crowd, because there's people that watch you. So there's this mix of feelings of like, yes, there's real danger here. Like, there's if somebody grabs my foot wrong, which happened, and they cranked it, I managed to get out of it. But it can snap, and there's no real warning with feet or ankles. They'll just snap. Like it'll just, you'll feel the pressure, and all of a sudden, snap. And if that happened, not cool. So I was so scared. I was really scared. And I went out there my first match, and I got beaten 10-0 in points. I was exhausted afterwards. I was like, fuck, how am I going to do this? Then I went out there and I won my next match, and then I won the next one, and then I won the next one, and then I won the next one. And then I lost three in a row because I was absolutely exhausted. But you know what? I was so fucking proud of myself because what I was seeking me, which was this feeling that I can go out there and do hard things and enter that container of controlled violence and show up. And show my aggression. I was terrified of showing my aggression for years because I hid it. I was bullied. I did all kinds of things to make myself small. And I had the opportunity to not do that on Saturday. And I showed up for myself and it felt so good. And you should have seen the limiting stories that just fell away. They just disappeared. They no longer served me. They were false. They did not exist. They were structures I built in my mind that were not true. But the feeling of breaking out of that, highly uncomfortable. The price for the life that you want is the letting go of who you think you are, which is scary. It's not comfortable. But if you can push through that fear, you'll realize that it's just that's the price of entry. You want to pay to play, that's the price you have to pay to play. But if you can push through that, it can be a compass. It's not a stop sign. Fear is a compass, not a stop sign. I'm not talking about danger. Danger is a real thing. Like, oh, well, Aaron said fear is a compass, not a stop sign. So I'm going to jump into that pen with those lines because I am scared of that. And that's a compass. No, that is being called an idiot. I'm talking about things where you have no risk of dying except your ego. Like doing a dance performance on stage, asking for a raise at work, asking somebody to marry you. Asking that guy or girl out on a date, leaving your job that doesn't serve you, starting a business, whatever it may be for you, there's no risk of dying. What is at risk of dying is the stories and the limiting beliefs that you have around yourself of why you cannot do these things. And they are most of the time completely bullshit. And if they are true, these limiting beliefs, then the more you show up and the more you go out there and try to pursue something, it might not be the first time, it might not be the 10th time, but if you keep showing up, you will get what you want. And if that's not the thing that you're supposed to do in this life, it will lead you to the thing you're supposed to do in this life because it comes from action, not thought. Clarity comes from action, not thought. So what you are seeking is seeking you. Think about that this week. Implement it in whatever way you need to in your life. And I love you all. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Mental Dietitian Podcast. If you found any value at all, please share this with a family member or a friend, or just a guy or a gal walking down the street, just anybody at all, if you feel like it could help them and benefit them from the conversations that we're having. It would mean the world to me if you could also leave a review. It helps grow the show. It helps the algorithms. And I also do love connecting with my listeners. So please reach out to me on social media. The best way to get a hold of me is through Instagram. My Instagram handle is Aaron Lynch Potter, and that's spelled AHRENLYNCHPOTTER. Thank you so much once again.